joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Cause when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around, because I'm never serious.
Are you been feeling good?
No. No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being well here.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee, get your tea, meditate, pray, sage the building, because you never know what may be said over the Get to Know Me podcast airwaves. My name is Busy Balboa. I'm your host. What's good? What's good? And welcome to the show. You feel me? We got a very special guest today. I met him at a show that I hosted at Black Cat Bar in San Diego, and his performance was dope, dope energy, great music. So I had to ask him to be on the show. Yes, I have Mac Star Mitchie. That's right. So if you're not familiar, you're about to get familiar. Make sure y'all stay tuned to the entire podcast episode, because at the end, I'm going to give you a little insight on me and what I got going on. But, you know, it's all about my guest in the beginning. You feel me? So we're not going to waste no time. You know, I dropped the episode yesterday with Fa'Elo and today Mac Star Mitchie. So make sure you listen to both of those episodes and represent Get to Know Me podcast, because we're building a family of artists supporting artists, and that's what it's all about. So if you've been on the show, you know, if you've been listening, welcome back. If it's your first time, welcome to the show. We do this like every Saturday where we interview artists, sometimes Sunday, like we're doing today. And we just get, you know, have a good time getting to know them, and we support them by following them, streaming their music, buying their merch, whatever we can do to support. That's what we do. So that's what I need from y'all. So without further ado, we're going to get right up into it. Everybody get ready for Mac Star Mitch. Welcome back to the Get to Know Me podcast, y'all. You know I got a special guest today. Give it up for the homie, Mac Star Mitchie. What's good?
What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all, man? Thanks for having me, Busy.
Man, happy to have you, bro. We just got acquainted, but it's been love ever since, and I really fuck with you heavy. We got to meet each other at the performance at Black Cat Bar. You killed it. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Shout out to Sham and Milky Wayne. You know, they asked me to host it, and I got the chance to meet you and meet a lot of dope artists, and you were incredible, man. So
I appreciate that. Yeah, and shout out to Sham and Milky Wayne for tapping in with me, especially Sham. He the one that DM'd me, and I told him I'd pull up. So, yeah, he did.
That's hard, bro. That's hard. And you did your thing just like that. Tell us about your name. Let's start there. Like, tell us about your name. How you got that name, and tell us where you from.
I got the name from jail. So basically, when I first became a rapper, I used to call myself King D. Like, I don't even care. Like, my first name is Demore, last name Mitchell. So,
oh, okay.
When I was in jail, everybody started calling me Mitch, which is Mitch. This. So I was just like, all right, cool. And if somebody was like, oh, you think you a Mac? And I said, I'm more than that. I'm a star, too. So then after that,
I was Mac Star Mitchie.
Out of jail and call myself Mac Star Mitchie now.
That shit hard. I like that. I like that story. That's kind of how I got my name. Like, people just calling me stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, people calling me Busy. And then the Balboa, we were joking around doing skits. And that shit was like, somebody was like, you should keep that. My best friend, he was like, you should keep that. Because, you know, punchlines and all that. Like, right. Balboa. I was like, shit, right. That sounds fine. I like it.
I ain't gonna lie, when I thought of your name, Balboa, I was like, oh, Balboa Park. Like,
yeah, a lot of people think that. And imagine how I felt, like, never been to Cali before. I pull up in San Diego and it's Balboa everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? I felt like it was a sign. Like, nigga, I'm supposed to be here. Like,
right.
I never really found out, like, what was it with San Diego and all the Balboa stuff. But it's like Balboa Park, Balboa Hospital, Balboa this and that.
Yeah,
I took advantage of it.
Of course, of course, of course.
So you originally leave from Dago, or where you originally leave from?
Yeah, I'm from Oakland. So born in San Francisco, raised in Oakland. Also raised in everywhere in the Bay too. I lived everywhere. My parents was divorced, so I was always in a different house, different city. So Hayward, Berkeley, San Leandro, like even the nice area like Pleasanton, I stayed in. So like I'm just everywhere when it comes.
Okay. But basically, you repping Oakland, right?
I'm repping Oakland. Yep, I'm definitely repping Oakland. The whole Bay, man. Mm. Bay
thing. That's dope. How did you end up in Dago? You been there for a while or what?
Yep, I've been out here for like 6 years on and off.
Okay.
I came out here to hoop, and when I came out here to hoop, you know how school and college goes. It's kind of hard to pay bills, so that's when I start getting into trouble. But other than that, like I came out here initially to hoop, and now your boy rapping out here.
Damn, that's crazy. Came to hoop, now you out here doing your damn thing. You still hooping, though.
Oh, yeah, I still get these niggas buckets, man.
Yeah, because you balling out here, for sure. So, like, have you always done music, or is this something that just kind of came about?
Nah, this ain't a surprise, really.
Really?
I've been making music. Like, I used to make beats in high school, and... they was whatever. The beats was cooling. They weren't that good. Honest, they wasn't slapping, but I could tell I had a flow.
And, yeah.
I think when I got out of jail and stuff, and I was like, damn, I got a story to tell. Like, that's when I started rapping. I had to get in the booth.
Yeah, you definitely. So as far as like, do you use your music to like speak a lot about your life, or do you just like to, you know, kind of like make a certain type of music?
I feel like I use all my experiences, and
I
also feel like I try to speak into the future as well.
Mm.
And I just try to make like a cool vision about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
manifestation. Yeah,
manifestation is definitely playing a part of this role on this music, because there's been a couple of things I've said and I didn't have yet that I ended up having.
Yeah. Facts. And it's important because, you know, sometimes they be like, fake it to make it. And a lot of people used to have their different opinion about fake it to make it. Like, oh, he ain't living what he rap about, this and that. But if you really boil it down, like whenever people manifest, and I know it was a couple of interviews where artists told me or told us that, like, I ain't even have it like that. But I'm up, you know, I was talking like I did.
Yeah.
All that shit came to fruition. So it's like, I definitely believe it's power in the tongue. I believe that like heavy. And right. If you believe that you are this star, Max Star Mitchie, you know what I'm saying? That's who you are. Who the fuck can tell you that you're not that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The only person that can do that is yourself. So it's like, I love whenever artists really like own their craft. Like, I always say that on these interviews, like any artist that own their shit, like, I love that shit. Because I mean, who the fuck can tell you that you ain't that nigga or that bitch or whoever you want to be? You feel
right, me? Right. Yeah. If you rapping, you gotta live for it now. You know what I'm saying? You locked in.
That's true, man.
Because this industry and everybody who's listening and people who become fans, like, they don't play.
They really don't. They going to call you out on your shit, and they're going to investigate. You know, they're going to make sure it match up to what you talk about.
Right.
So, you like you said, you got a story to tell. And I know you done mentioned Jill a few times. I was on your IG and the project that you dropped. I know you said that you put that together yourself, right? Like, the whole thing?
Yeah, so I got my own stew right here. And I record and engineer myself. And when I got that DUI, it's my second one too. And when I got that DUI, I had 30 days, and I was just like, I'm gonna do a challenge. Every song I make this month is gonna be on this tape.
Wow. So
every song you heard was for the all in those 30 days, like everything.
That's crazy, yo. That's incredible, yo.
good looking.
That's what that was like one of the things, because, you know, as I was hosting the show, I was like, let me get familiar with some of these artists, because, you know, I like to make sure I do my homework. And so that was one of the things that popped out on your page. I was like, yo, that's crazy. I respect that. Like, major. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Putting it together, doing what you're doing. No excuses, no complaints. Nope. Yep. Making the best of your time.
Yep, making the best of my time. Yeah,
I see you.
it was cool. It was cool. I never really recorded, you know, completely sober.
Wow.
So it was interesting, you know, because I'm always getting high, smoking weed, or having a little drink in my hand. So
yeah,
it was a different vibe, but I loved it. It's great.
And it came out great. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to listen to some tracks that you sent, but tell us more about that project because that's out right now. Like, yeah, talk to us about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's out right now. The halftime show is out on all platforms, basically. If you want to tap in for a CD, just DM me. I'm about to start printing some CDs out and signing and just having everybody to get the souvenir because that's the first tape I ever made. So,
yes,
definitely.
And that's what it's about. I remember whenever I dropped my first project, like official, because I've been doing music for a long time. But, you know, we just now getting to the era where we can do it on our own. Before it was like, you know, we was like uploading stuff on maybe SoundClick, you know, YouTube, you know, we had little websites. But now we really get to take advantage. We get to be independent artists. We could put it on the same sites as your major artists. You feel me?
Right, right. So shout out to United Masters.
Shout out to United Masters and all the different sites that's giving us independent artists an opportunity to like own our own shit and be our own boss, you know?
Right, right.
Because it's been great, you know, even the publishing, every show I do, I'm putting that in and I'm getting the publishing for that. Like, you know, it takes about a year to finally pay it out. But it's like the music is paying off finally for us independent artists. I love that for us.
Right, right.
And when I first dropped that project, I did CDs just like you. And some people was like, I ain't got nowhere to play it. I'm like, it ain't about playing it. It's about the memorabilia. It's about what it means, you know?
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I rock with that. Let me know whenever I can get me one. You know what I'm
saying? Okay, for sure. I'm going to definitely drop one off to you. I got you. I got you.
So tell us about like some of your, you know, you like you say, you just really starting to step out and really do this shit. So like, what's your goals with it? Like, what do you see for yourself with this?
My goals is to make a lot of money off some streams and to also be able to help other people too. So, you know, it's not just me. I got a team, you know, so shout out to my boy Boulevard Fame, my boy Gian, Cali Chris. I'm leaving another names out, but there's a whole team out here I got. And like I said, basically like a record label.
Yeah.
I got my own stew. I be running my own concerts. So I feel like it ain't just for me. You feel me? It's for pretty much everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. I rock with that, and y'all got a machine, like, it has to move like that. It has to be a machine, and that's how I look at it, because when I first started performing in San Diego, I didn't really know anybody, and now I'm meeting so many people, and it feels like that, you know?
Right.
We actually doing something. I love it, and it makes me happy to see everybody doing their shit, you know?
Yeah, you gotta have motion.
When you came in the show, you had your people with you, you know what I'm saying? They was representing, like, that's how it's supposed to be. And that's how people respect it. Whenever y'all come, stepping how you stepping and your people repping you, like, that's what they want to see, you know?
Yep.
And that's big. Shout out to your people, because they definitely was holding it down.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the fam, man. Shout out to the squad, for real.
Yeah. So let's talk about the music, since we already there. Like, you sent me two tracks, and, I mean, they dope, bro. Like, the vibe, I ain't even know, like, you was coming like that, but you sent me Ambrosia. I want to talk about that one first. Okay. That's a nice vibe. Like, do you write, or do you, like, punch in? Like, what's your style?
I freestyle punch in, but I also write. This whole tape was straight freestyle punch in or straight freestyle. So, that whole tape freestyle, and Ambrosia was made on the last day of my sentence. Wow. So I made Ambrosia that last.
That's a big track.
Yeah.
A big track.
Yeah. Shots to the face, chip on my shoulder. Chip, turn that nurse, touching my coast, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. I can kind of feel the energy now that you say that. That makes sense now.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to pull it up, roll it up. You feel me?
That's nice. Who produced that? Do you like got a producer or how you
I do got one producer that I work heavily with. Like I shouted him out, Cali Chris and my boy Lightning Beats.
Okay.
They made Smooth Shot.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually get my beats, you know, I kind of just buy them off, like, when I hear off YouTube.
Okay, yeah, leasing them out.
Shout out to Who on the track, because I got a lot of music with him, and he's the one that made Ambrosia, and, yeah, me and him got a lot of music.
That's dope. Yeah, man, I got to let them know the process, because some people don't know the process behind, like, what we do. It's a whole process, and had you not been recording yourself, it would have been so much more to that process, having to go and do all this studio shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's big that you, like, when did you learn how to do it yourself? Like, because that ain't something that anybody, well, I feel like, yeah, nowadays a lot of people, they jump on YouTube and they learn, but I got my own equipment too, and when I say that my shit does not sound right to me, I like going to the studio because I don't like how my shit sound when I do it.
Right. I got it on from my homie, Gion, man. Shout out to Gion once again. He helped me with my template. I just bought all my studio stuff, got the Pro Tools. And once he gave me the template, I just started working on it and mixing. I mean, I'll tell you this, like a year or two ago, I had the studio open and man, I had so many clients just be like, oh, this ain't it. Like, but now it's hitting.
That shit hitting. And it sounded good. Like, I was listening to it at the show, and I'm like, it sound good. It's ready. So, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay.
Everybody needs to mix it and master and done. Y'all can tap in, too, for that.
Right. Hey, plug that in for the show. Y'all hear it. And then you sent me another one, Take Me a Dub. Ain't that got a feature on there, too, right?
Yeah, shout out to SEBJ, my young man right there. He doing his thing. And, Take Me a Dub, slap.
That shit slap. I listened to that shit a couple times. I was like, damn, it went off too quick. That shit was vibing.
Yeah. That shit hard. How that song was pretty much made was he found a beat. He was dying to make a song with me that week and told him to pull up. And then boom, we just killed it right there.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family, never forgetting where we came from.
Hi.
So you are what you are in this world. Ooh.
but it's a real one. We gon' get to them bands, we gon' get some.
Either you're somebody.
Look. Hey, I hit my bitch up, but you know that I knocked her. Yeah, she fucking with a real one, she ain't fuck with no scrubs. I'm really in the streets trying to get to the huns. Like the San Diego Padres had to take me a dub. We got guns like the Navy, so it's best you get a trippin', hey. So it's best you get a trippin', hey. So we got guns like the Navy, so it's best you get a trippin', hey. So it's best you getting trippin', look, look. Cause I, bitch, I'm really him, I went and got it in. You know I'm the man with a plan, you not be stacking bins. I done hit a couple licks on Connie Benjamins.
Look, it's Max Star and SCBJ. Mitchie. Yeah, he finally met a real nigga that's from the Bay. Me. I told the bitch if she don't listen, then it's one way. If not, then you gon' exit off this highway. Bye, I got bitch. A couple P's, nigga, on the interstate. Out in East Coast, we call that melon rebate. Hi. A real nigga, yeah, that's really my fate. Real. No wonder why, if you ain't that nigga, I'm straight. Me and SCBJ might boost the crime rate. Crime. And if it comes to the cops, there's nothing I can say. Nah. In a discussion, we gon' cremate them like ashtray. In a discussion, we gon' cremate them like ashtrays.
Right. Cause aye, bitch, I'm really him. I went and got it in. Went and got it in. Aye, I went and got it in. Yeah, I hit my bitch up, you know that I knocked her. She's fucking with a real one, she ain't fuck with no scrub. Yeah, I'm really in the streets trying to get to the huns. Like the San Diego Projects had to take me a dub. So yeah, I'm really in the streets trying to get to the huns. Like the San Diego Projects had to take me a dub. Aye, bitch, I'm back like I ain't never left. I heard my city fucking with me cause I'm destined for greatness. I be all up in the stoop, so don't be hitting my line. Say I be all up in the stoop, so don't be hitting my line.
Look, I might not fuck with you cause you ain't getting money. Ah, keep it so real, my nickname a honey. Yeah. Put my bitch in position, I call that real stunning. Bitches call me super bad, ain't no McLovin. If it ain't in the pot, then it's in the oven. Might need another JanSport for the bands to stuff it. Might need another trap spot, think nothing of it. Might need another trap spot, I don't think nothing of it.
Aye, I hit my bitch up, but you know that I knocked her. Yeah, she fucking with a real one, she ain't fuck with no scrubs. I really in the streets trying to get to the huns. Like the San Diego Projects had to take me a dub.
Like that, he ain't playing. A lot of times, that's how I gotta be. Like, you gotta be a type A person. Move. You gotta move whenever it's time to move. You can't waste time.
Yep, can't waste time. Yep.
It's been plenty of spare moment studio sessions. Like, you gotta get in there.
You gotta get in there and throw that haymaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta throw that haymaker.
So tell us like a random fact about you. Any random facts you could think of?
I'll say I am a hooper. I'll say that. I get buckets. I used to do my hold it down in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll say that.
You literally moved here to hoop, so
yeah,
definitely probably dangerous. I want to just watch. I ain't really that active. I'll just watch.
Hey, I feel you. I'm gonna just try to drop 30 regardless, no matter where it's
at. I love basketball though. That's probably my favorite sport to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was Kobe for sure. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I used to love watching Kobe. I mean, everybody always used to correlate me with him because my last name is Bryant. So they, you know, anywhere I went and since a young girl, they'd be like, oh, like Kobe. So naturally, I just used to like, let me see, you know, what he about. And I just liked him, you know. I used to watch his games.
Yeah, he inspiring. He works too hard. So
yeah, he worked hard. I like a lot of players though, man. So I got another random question. This is random question zone right here. So the random question I got for all the guests this season is, what is the first thing you would do with $1 million?
First thing I would do with $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie to you. I might take like 600K,
mm-hmm.
put it like in like investments, you know what I'm saying? So stocks and whatnot. Yeah. I'll take that 600K and put it in stocks.
Facts.
Then I'm going to take that 400K. I got to buy some property. So mm-hmm. I'm going to get that house with my little dream studio.
Yeah.
And I'll probably use the rest of the 100K and try to sign some artists and put them on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
You flipping your shit. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I want to flip the milli. You
assets,
me?
Not liabilities.
Right, and then yes. when I flip the milli, then I'm going to spin. I'll spin yes. after that.
Come on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you smart. Yeah, smart fine. Man. Y'all better listen.
Trying to be.
So let's tell see. Us your favorite artist currently of all time and upcoming.
Okay. My favorite artist all time. There's so many. But I'll tell you this, though. Shout out to my boy, French Montana. And Max B. Those are the guys that really inspired me to make music.
I never want to go back in.
Yep. You already know.
Hey, I love Max. Yeah.
It's the wave. So Max B, you could thank him. He's one of the reasons why I'm rapping. So
wow.
And then obviously Mac Dre, because I am from the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy Filthy Rich. You know, he's from East Oakland. I'm from East Oakland. And I love his success just being from like literally a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
And just being able to see him, just he got crazy motion going on.
Inspiring.
Yeah, he inspired me too. So
mm-hmm.
Many more.
What about any upcoming artists? Anybody?
Any upcoming really? Artists, I'll say my cousin Boulevard Fame. He the one that also helped me kind of get in motion within the city. Because he's from here. I don't know if you know him, but he got crazy talent. And yeah, I used to roll around with him in the stew. And now I'm in the stew. So you know what I'm saying? He definitely one of them ones too that helped me inspire. And he's up and coming. So
I would love to meet him, man.
Yeah. You should definitely do an interview with him. He's definitely one of the big steppers in Dago that should be coming up.
I think I've seen him for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's dope. Okay. Any artists currently that you like booming, blasting every day right now?
Yeah, I be blasting my boy. I still slap my old stuff. So it's like French. It's still Max. And it's just Filthy Rich. Like I'm kind of boring. Like I ain't really. If it ain't listening to them, I'm listening to me.
You comfortable, yeah. You comfortable with
I'm setting
that's
my
how
ways.
I am. Yeah.
I'm setting my ways now.
It really ain't too much out right now that I'm bumping, other than like some R&B or some shit like that. But yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I be slapping some old school jams in the whip.
For real?
I need that Teddy Pendergrass, you know what I'm saying?
Man. Okay. Yeah, we can chill together, bro. I'd be on all that.
Yeah, on God. So I kind of get myself in the mood too to make music. I be slapping some old stuff.
I like that. Hey, that's where it's at though.
That's where it's at though. It's the still legends, where it's at.
They had stuff to talk about.
Man, true.
So tell us, how can we support you? Because I know, you know, right now you got things you promoting. You about to have the CDs and everything out. Like, how can we support you?
Shoot, by following,
mm-hmm.
clicking subscribe, clicking like, commenting on my pictures, whatever the case may be. That's going to be on Macstar Mitchie, MacStarMitchy. Go ahead, follow your boy. I got way more motion going on. Also follow the Mac Stars House Party page.
Okay.
If you're a rapper, singer, performer, we throwing concerts. And
seen that. Y'all be throwing them house party concerts. Yeah,
throwing a house party concert. So.
Fire, selling tickets and all.
Selling tickets and all. I'm outside pushing them, pushing it. Not just for me, for everybody else too. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's
definitely,
hard.
Definitely tap in with that.
I respect that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to have all your information in the detail box, too, for anybody that wants to, you know, click that and follow that. I'm going to make sure I got this music link all there and everything. Anybody you want to shout out before you go, man?
Yeah. Shout out to my boys once again. Boulevard Fame, my boy Gion, you know what I'm saying? Cali Chris, my boy Cali Man, Wes Wiz, Z That Guy, Fo Buckwheat, Rich Bricks. We all make great music, and y'all need to tap in with it, man. This is San Diego. It's the San Diego music scene.
Hell yeah, man. And it's a beautiful music scene, man. Like I was just telling the last artist, shit's been amazing ever since I got there. It's been so much love, and it's a lot of talent in Dago. So
right.
If y'all ain't familiar, this is the time to get familiar. Shout out to all the artists you named. Hey, y'all welcome to come on the show anytime, you know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Hey, you dope, bro. Like, I got to see you perform live, and that's like, you know, that's really, it give you that feeling, like, whether or not this person is really, you know, doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can tell you really love this shit, and you really doing it, and to know your story now, and to know you did all this at the crib, and all this stuff that you had to go through, like, it definitely made me want to support you more, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah,
that's what I hope. You know, if you're listening right now, make sure y'all follow him, subscribe, you know, get to the music, man, all that, like everything you got going on, we trying to be a part of that. And yeah, man, let me know how I can be a part of that. I'm trying to get on some tracks or something with you.
Oh, it ain't nothing. You could pull up tonight if you want. Like, it's good. It's good.
I'm gonna have to arrange that. I done moved to LA now, so I'm gonna have to make sure whenever I'm in SD. You know, I still love SD, you feel me?
Right.
But yeah, whenever I'm there, we're gonna have to do something for real.
Yeah, because next month I'm gonna be moving to Miami too. So,
oh wow, okay. Big moves.
Yeah, big move. But I'm gonna still be flying back doing
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing the same because my whole point is eventually I'm trying to go to Jack, so we'll be close.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's get it popping. Yeah,
yeah, we'll be close. I'm trying to go to Jack's because, you know, I'm from South Georgia, so Jack's ain't nothing but like 2 hours away from where I'm from. So I'm just trying to get a little closer to the family, not too close.
Right.
A little closer to the family. You feel me?
I feel you on that.
Life's short, so it's time to do some shit like that. But
right.
Yeah, we gonna link on the East Coast for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we can't get it in this month. We'll definitely.
Yeah. We're going to do that for sure. Hey, man, I always tell my guests to stay safe but stay dangerous.
Most definitely. I think I'm still doing that. So
yeah, man, continue spreading love, peace, positivity, man. This Get to Know Me podcast. Max Star, Mitchie, and Busy Bout Boy, we out.
Hey, appreciate you, Busy, and keep doing your thing. And yep.
Yeah, so hopefully you enjoyed that episode right there. Like, you know, it's his first interview and he did a great job. So make sure y'all support. If you're feeling the music, if you're feeling the vibe, if you're feeling the energy, make sure you support. Continue to support the artist. You know, you welcome back anytime, Max Star. Like I said, your crew is welcome. Y'all come through, show love. Everybody follow, stream, support. I got all the information in the detail box of this episode. Another way you can support is continue by... you know, come back and listen next weekend to some more artists, get more familiar with me. And, you know, I told y'all I was going to share some stuff about me. So if you don't know, I am a music artist as well. My name is Busy Balboa, like I said. So I have music on all major streaming platforms. I have merch, biglovellc.bigcartel.com. You also can buy books from me. You know, I make journal books on Amazon. You can purchase those. What else do I do? I do this podcast. I do a little bit of everything. So continue supporting by listening every weekend to the Get to Know Me podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend about this. Let everybody know about these artists. Support me, stream my music, you know, subscribe to the YouTube. There's also a visual of this podcast. You can visually see Max Star Michi during this interview on my YouTube. Everything is in the description box of this podcast episode. And, you know, that's all I got for y'all, you know. Continue spreading love, peace, positivity. Stay safe, but stay dangerous. My name is Busy Balboa, and I'm out.
My bitch cheated on me, I left her. Ain't violent, but she lucky ain't slept her. Make a wish on the tip of my scepter. Imperialism, I got levels. Open my stomach, I got devils, rebels. Born just to challenge your measure schedules. Fool ain't even ate breakfast, reckless fools. Now we clearing our Lexus, Nexus. Hoes ain't even been checking, flexing. Real gold inside of my necklace, Texas. Baby on my line, she's selfish. Never asked me about my wellness. When it's on my phone, I'm careless. Plus I called amnesia like Cherish. She wanted the truth, I made a ferret. Ain't violent, but you try me, I'm an Eric. Bow down, shit, you know it, fat boy. Boss busy, I don't know what they told you. I just know that it's over. I'm the angel, the vulture. Got people yelling, I coach you. Who people made it illegal for all my folks to be vocal. Will it ever be over? As I stay at the sofa, we made love on before, but we ain't in love no more. But we make love in the mornings. We just text cause we horny. Always be acting funny till your hormones start humming. Then my phone, you start blowing, and I'm already knowing. We only having fun, but I reap what I'm sowing.
I already know it.
Say that you a freak, are you willing to
and
show
I already
it?
Know it.
Got a couple friends, hop in if they
and
go.
I already know it.
Hey, how much you showing? Depend how much I'm throwing. I been about every corner. I ain't never burnt the bridge, but I know a couple hoes tried to drown me in the ship. Gotta crown me in this bitch the way I made it out. Faded out, moved around, played it out. Making moves, changing routes. First to do it from my city, if you ask me. No need to pack me and fuck a taxi. Wavy like Max B, I'm where the halves meet. My bitch cheated on me, I left her. Ain't violent, but she lucky ain't slept her. Make a wish on the tip of my scepter. Imperialism, I got levels. Open my stomach, I got devils, rebels born just to challenge your measures, schedules. Fool ain't even ate breakfast, reckless fools. Now we clearing our Lexus, Nexus. Hoes ain't even been checking, flexing. Real gold inside of my necklace, Texas. Baby on my line, she's selfish. Never asked me about my wellness. When inside my phone, I'm careless. Plus I caught amnesia like Cherish. She wanted the truth, I made a ferret. Ain't violent, but you try me, I'm an Eric.